Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information. Man with muscle shoals, nitty gritty. You know, don't come anywhere because there's some awesome stuff coming up. As always, right here on WYXR.
Support for WYXR comes from the Orpheum Theater. Live on stage for three performances on Saturday, December 7th. Adapted from Charles M. Schulz's timeless story and featuring the music of Vince Guaraldi, A Charlie Brown Christmas features Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Lucy, and the whole Peanuts gang as they sing, dance, and learn the meaning of Christmas. More information and tickets at orpheum-memphis.com. Support for WYXR comes from Team Clean. With more than 22 years of experience, Team Clean provides services for home, work, or studio space. Biodegradable cleaning products mixed with common sense and tailored to each client's needs. Estimates and information at weareteamclean.com. Want to make a big impact without getting lost in a big system? Join Youth Villages to be a force for families while becoming part of one. Help make positive changes on a national scale, one community at a time. It takes a family to transform lives. Start with yours. Apply now at youthvillages.org/careers.
This is Bailey Bigger, and you are listening to WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
That's right. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city soul that's raised by sound. And we wouldn't be able to do it without our founding partners, Crosstown Concourse, Daily Memphian, and of course, the University of Memphis, where all things arts and culture are happening all over campus. We've got some friends here to tell you a bit about more that's about to happen. Rachel, why don't you take it away?
I'm Rachel Arnwine. I'm an assistant professor in theater and dance at the University of Memphis, and we are here to talk to you about Ride the Cyclone today. I served as the choreographer for that show, but I'm here with Zoe Vales, who is in the cast, and Jackie, who is an assistant director, who can tell us a little bit more about the story.
Cool. Hi.
Let me get tiny. There you go. There you are.
Hi.
All right. We're ready now.
So, yeah, the story is essentially about five high school students who, unfortunately, have passed after a very tragic roller coaster accident. And it follows their journey through a sort of limbo state period time. And we just go through their journey in just the meaning of life and what it means to be alive and a person, and just experiencing life as it comes to us. And it is just so much fun, even with the dark story. The music is just very bright and happy. There's gonna be some great choreography involved there. The cast is phenomenal. It's got a very dark story, but it's also very funny. People will be crying, laughing. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, why don't you tell me a bit about each of your backgrounds and how you ended up here together with this program, with this show coming up?
Hi, I'm Zoe Vales. I'm a student at the university, and I am in the cast of this show. So I am a sophomore in the program. And University of Memphis, this is just one of the programs that I applied to, and when I toured and everything, it just felt like a perfect fit. And so I just love this program, and I could not be happier to be in this show. This has been one of my dream roles for a very long time, ever since I found out what the show was. And I could not ask for a better cast to do it with. So,
where are you from originally?
I'm from Memphis.
Okay.
I'm from
awesome.
Memphis, yeah.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Cool. Yeah, this is Jackie again. And I am a first year MFA directing student. I am originally from Chicago, and I got my BFA in directing from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And this was just one of the directing programs that I was recommended to by one of my professors at my alma mater. She also got her MFA here at the University of Memphis. So that's kind of why I applied, and I thankfully got in, and now I am here, and I've been really loving Memphis. It's been a lot of fun experiencing everything in the city, and the university is just so welcoming and warm, and I love it. It's been great.
This is Rachel again. I'm, again, the choreographer for the show. I fell into this role because I had worked with the director on a previous show or previous projects before, John York. He's the director of the musical. And I have worked with him previously on things, and he just reached out and said, hey, I would like for you to choreograph this. And I said, hey, I will do it. So, like Jackie said, it's a really fun show. It's quirky. It's sad. It's happy. It's dark. There's all sorts of things. So it's a really, really creative and fun show to work on.
Well, you know, you say this just about every time that y'all come by, but it seems like the theater of dance and the school of theater and dance is so close-knit, closely wound together. For those who have not been on campus or may not be familiar with the program, can you tell me some of the ins and outs of it? I know that there's I don't want to use the wrong terms, that dance theory is one of the new focuses, or the science of dance. I was right there. I had it before she said it. I had it. Y'all give me credit, okay? So for those who don't know the makeup of the school and some of what it has to offer, can you share?
Sure. So I can tell us about the degree programs, and I'll let Zoe and Jackie tell you kind of more about what it's like from a student experience. Mm-hmm. But within the Department of Theater and Dance, we have BFAs within theater, where you can focus in performance or musical theater, technical and design theater, dance or dance science. And then we also have a few MFA programs, which are in technical and design theater, as well as directing. So there's several undergraduate degrees and a few master level degrees as well. We have 6 shows every season, right? 2 dance concerts, 2 musicals, and 2 straight plays. So a lot of performance opportunities for our students. We also have shows that are completely student designed, run, directed, stage managed, all of that. So there's a lot of opportunity for students to learn more than just performing or more than just that skill that's a, you know, professional skill, but you're learning kind of all the holistic experience of being within the field.
Yeah,
so one of the things that I love about this program is that while we all like have different concentrations, like musical theater, performance, dance, dance science, we all are really close-knit, and we all do share a lot of classes together, which is nice. Like a lot of my friends, I have friends in the performance program, I have friends in the dance science program, and I'm in the musical theater program. It's just great to be able to hang out with everybody, and it feels like we're all, like, there's no, everyone's just really close, and it's just really nice to be able to talk to people that aren't just, like, in your program.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, coming from the MFA program, which is even smaller than the regular BFA program, it's been nice to, like, just get to know people that are most likely going to be here with me for the next 3 years, and it's just, it's felt really like family almost, where it's like sometimes we might not agree on everything, but it's like we are in all of this together. We are going through this MFA program together, and it's just been really nice, especially coming in my experience coming from a bigger university, where there's just so much happening. It's been nice being in a university where it's a little bit more tight-knit. Everyone's relying on each other, and it's been a really nice experience to just be almost like a family with these people. And I mean, even just working on this show already, I feel so connected to everyone, and it's been very, very warm and welcoming.
Awesome. Well, we're getting ready for Ride the Cyclone, y'all. Let's do a little break for a little music. Let people think about, you know, all that right there. That's a lot of information. It's got to marinate for a little bit. We'll be back with our friends from University of Memphis in just a bit.
Yeah. Now if you do it, do it right now. Let your body
Sorry, y'all. I want to dance a little bit longer. I want to have a little dance break there, but we have other things we need to do. We're here with the University of Memphis crew here. Well, I love to let people introduce themselves just because, you know, first of all, y'all got a lot of people up in here, but that's a good thing. Y'all go ahead and say hello to everybody once again.
Hi, I'm Jackie. I am the assistant director.
Hi, I'm Zoe. I'm in the cast of Ride the Cyclone at the University of Memphis.
Hi, I'm Rachel Arnwine, and I'm the choreographer for Ride the Cyclone.
Perfect. All right, now. I feel like I'm riding a cyclone now. I like this little beat right here. This is cool. All right. Well, we want to talk a little bit more about Ride the Cyclone and sort of what people might have in store as far as the story and the characters.
Okay, so I play the character Constance Blackwood, and she is just a very outgoing but anxious character, and honestly she has been one of the easiest characters for me to play ever because she is very much like me. The line where Constance begins and I end is very they merge into each other really well. But I think this show, I think Constance is relatable to a lot of people, and I think that a lot of the characters in the show are going to be relatable to the audience for a lot of different reasons. I don't want to give too much away, but I think everyone will be able to have a character that they're like, oh, I completely understand, like, why you're making the choices you make and why you're doing the things you do. Like, even characters that, like, do things that you're like, oh, that doesn't seem like the right thing to do, you could still think of, like, okay, but I understand where they're coming from. So, yeah, I just think the show, it's... has a lot of complexities in it that I think make it really compelling, especially in the short runtime. It's only an hour and a half long, but it still manages to tell such a complex and meaningful story. So yeah.
And I think following that, it's why it's become so popular with like the younger generation, particularly with Gen Z and Gen X. It's just the characters in this show are just so relatable, and people can see themselves in almost everyone in the show. There's probably at least one character that at least someone in the audience is going to see them and be like, yes, that's me. I feel seen in some capacity. And I think that's part of why it's become so popular. I mean, people saw this, I think, just recently on TikTok, and that's where it blew up. And just those connections that people made with the characters is why people just relate to the show so heavily. You know, the message of what it means to be alive, and especially right now, and just there's just so much happening in the world that it's just, it feels almost like you are fighting for the chance to really live, and that's what the characters are going through, and people relate to that, and just having all of that to be seen on stage, it feels nice to have that connection with at least a character on a in a show. It's just, it feels like you are being seen and heard and valued.
Yeah, and I think I agree with what you're saying. It's very relatable to a lot of people. It's very popular amongst a certain generation right now. I think that's, you know, really great for the reason that we're doing this show, right? But when I feel like there's this overarching through line or idea of gratefulness and presence within the story, and I'm thinking of specifically in the end when the actors are saying, take a look around, right? Yes. It's looking around and seeing, you know, stopping for a moment to be present and seeing what's around you and being grateful for that. And it really is truly a story of second chances, right?
Yeah. So can you tell people, I mean, how they can find more information about it? I know that they might want to check it out and see what the tickets are looking like.
Yeah, so if you go on our website, so memphis.edu/theater, you'll be able to go to our season to kind of read more about it and see the dates, but you can also go to purchase tickets if you would like to come see it. The show opens this Thursday, the 21st, and so we have shows Thursday through Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have shows at 7:30, and then on Saturday and Sunday, we have matinees at 2 o'clock.
Well, Zoe, you mentioned that this character is one of your most favorite that you've played. Can you tell me about some of the other favorite roles that you've had?
Oh, my gosh. Well, at the university, I was in Into the Woods, and I played Jack's mother. And that was... I love that show so much. I love Stephen Sondheim, the composer, a lot. But that character was one of my favorites for a different reason, because it was just such a challenge for me. Like, I've never been a mother. I've never been in these situations that Jack's mother has been in. But it was just interesting to learn how to play someone older and how to do all these things that I am not really used to doing. And our director, Patrick Polson, he really pushed me to, you know, be more confident in myself and to be able, like... he motivated me to be able to push myself to do those things. But also, in the Memphis theater community, I was recently in Waitress at Playhouse in the Square, and that also was one of my favorites, just because that show and that cast is so special. And there's nothing that I love more in a show than feeling a connection with the cast. And I had that in Waitress particularly, but I also really have that with this show, with Ride the Cyclone, especially since it's such a small cast. We're all so close. And it really helps. You can see it on stage. When a cast doesn't get along, you can always tell when, like, the audience can see that on stage. But with the show, it's so easy to see that we're all so connected. So yeah.
You mentioned some of the compositions that you love. What can we expect from the music in this show?
This show is, it has a lot of different styles in it. There's something for everybody. It's got some like typical musical theater moments, but there's also an auto-tune rap number. Mm-hmm. There's traditional like European inspired music. What else, Jackie? What else is there?
I mean, we have a very Bowie-esque song in the middle of the show with like the lights are crazy and it's just all over the place, and then I know your character song is very like 60s like doo-wop kind of feel to it, very bright and colorful, but yeah, like you said, we have a rap number in there with like auto-tunes and robots thrown in there. It's just all over the place, but it somehow works together. It's just very everywhere.
I think that that's something that makes the show really special. And that's one of the first things that when I read through the script and listened through the Broadway cast recording, I thought, oh my gosh, that every single song is so different and almost feels like it's in a different genre and a different decade. And I think that's so special because it makes it more palpable to a wider audience, makes it more relatable, and also doesn't stick the show in a box of like, this is what the show is. It's just, it's a variety of different styles. And I think that makes it really special.
Awesome, awesome. Well, listen to a little music. Let people know one more time they can check out more about the show.
Yes, if you go to memphis.edu/theater, you can look at the 2024-2025 season, and you can also go to purchase tickets to get tickets for the show.
Awesome. We'll be right back. riding the Cyclone, baby. Hanging out. Y'all still feeling all right?
Yes, having a good time.
Fantastic. We're always excited to have our friends from the University of Memphis here to talk about what's going on in the College of Communications and Fine Arts, which incorporates everything from music to theater to dance to journalism and visual arts and so on and so on and so forth. And it's amazing how many people in the community have either been students or have been previous instructors or faculty, or if they aren't an alum of the program or haven't given to the program, they enjoy the programming and are patrons of the arts and enjoy following what these incredible student community are doing and giving to our incredibly vibrant greater artistic community. And so we appreciate y'all for being torchbearers for that.
Yes. So that's actually a good segue. We're going to talk about, we've talked about the story, we talked about, you know, a couple things, but we kind of want to talk a little bit about the design and production side of this, because so much work goes in on the behind the scenes part of any show we do. And so we want to take a moment to kind of expand on what that looks like. So I can say, from somebody who sits in the house and watches the show every run, I'm not backstage, I'm in the audience, it is truly beautiful. The lighting design, the costuming, the sound design, everything is beautiful. It's just, you can see how much work and care the designers put into their craft, and I think that's just something worth applauding, right? Most of our design team, well, it's a mix of graduate students and faculty, heavy on the graduate student side, but some faculty either designing or at least overseeing the graduate students who design. But they are all just so really great at what they do, and I think they've done a really great job crafting this show, as well as our stage management crew and our ASMs and all of them. They're all very great at their jobs and professional, and we're just really grateful to have people who love what they do, are excellent at what they do, and have created something truly special for us. I don't know, Jackie, if you want to talk maybe more about design or lighting or costuming or anything like that, or maybe your role as an assistant director. Maybe we can go that route.
Yeah, I mean, from just looking at like the design and lighting and sound and all that other stuff, like backstage work, it's just, when you go see a show, it's, you don't really think about all that work that goes into it, and it's just sitting there and watching everyone work, especially through like our tech process. It's just, we are there in the theater for hours and hours, just trying to get the show as perfect as we can. And I think once people come see the show, they're gonna see just exactly how much work has gone into it, because it looks so beautiful. The lighting is just amazing. There's different lighting choices for each individual character. No scene is exactly the same. The sound, I think the sound is the best aspect of the show, with how fun and quirky it is. It fits the show perfectly. And again, like, the stage management team have managed to get the show standing. We would not have a show without them. They keep things running. And I think also, like, as an assistant director, it's just been nice to work with both the actors and the design team to just try and get all of this together. It really is like a melting pot of different ideas and creativity, and it's just, it really does feel like you're cooking at home with family. It's just very, it can be very chaotic sometimes, but it's just, at the end of the day, it's just so nice to have that end result, and you feel very proud of all the work that you put in. And I think people are going to see how amazing the show is, and just by watching it, you can tell just how proud we are of everything that we've done.
Right, and I feel like it's such a collaborative effort, and like, in my school of thought, in my own brain, I always think, you know, collaboration, in my opinion, creates the richest work.
Yes.
And I think this is a very big example of that within our department. So,
yes.
Zoe, would you want to talk about the rehearsal process or how that's been for you as an actor on the show?
Sure. So this rehearsal process, it was relatively fast. We started work on October 1st. So we had like a roughly a month and a half of rehearsals before we got into tech. But it was a lot of, it honestly was a lot of collaboration with both the director and the choreographer and us as the actors, and how things are staged. Like there are certain parts, like I know with the choreography, there were some things you're like, well, what do y'all want to do? Like, what do you guys want to do in this section? And we would offer ideas and then we could try it out. And if we didn't like it, we could refine it and figure something out, that we think fit it better. But yeah, like this show is just, it's so enhanced by, and I said this before, but it's really enhanced by the cast and how close we are. And this rehearsal process, a lot of it has just been us getting closer, and just the way we've been interacting with each other, it just really is making the show so incredible. Not only, I'm sure, to watch, but like as an actor, it's great to feel those connections on stage. There's something we talk about in my acting class, that each character has an invisible string, all connecting us all together. And when a show doesn't have that, you can tell. But this show, definitely, like each character is connected by that invisible string. And yeah, that's a lot of what we worked on, I feel, in rehearsals. And yeah, I think that's a big part of why the show is just as incredible as it is.
Sweet. Well, we're going to take another break, and you can tell people where they can check out more information about the show.
Yes, more information on memphis.edu/theater under our current season and under the purchase tickets link if you're interested and want to purchase tickets to the show.
She told me, girl, be careful with your heart. Each day I wake up, I wonder when I'm going to start this. Keep moving your story. Oh.
can keep on fighting, cause I'm no more doubts. I know what I gotta do. I won't let nothing hold me down. The prize is what I'm headed to. That's why I ain't looking. Look good, look good. I ain't going back. Look good. I ain't looking. Look good. stronger than it. My past don't make me weaker. It makes me stronger, pushes me forward.
Oh yeah, hanging out in the studio. It's always cool when you got your friends with you. All right, we're talking about Ride the Cyclone. One of the most amazing programs of the year is what I take it at the University of Memphis. I mean, I know y'all might have to be humble and say there's, of course, other amazing things going on in the Arts University of Memphis. Don't single us out as the best, but I think probably the best, maybe. What y'all say?
We're not gonna say it, but...
All right, I understand. Well, you know, we're almost out of time, and what have we not covered about this show? Because I know people, they're probably already on the edge of their seats trying to hurry up and grab tickets and get ready to go and get a babysitter, get the friends together, pregame, whatever they have to do to get in the mood for this. So tell us, what have we not covered?
I think we'll talk a little bit more about the story. We've talked about kind of the outline of it, but I'm going to let Zoe and Jackie kind of just tell us a little more about why the story is so special and relatable for a wide population.
Yeah, so the main thing that I want to talk about is just the structure of the show is so interesting. So like I said before, the show is only an hour and a half with no intermission, but it's very, very fast paced. And also the thing that I think is interesting is that instead of having like a lot of like, so like each character has their own song, and everyone sings in all the songs, but there's a true group number at the beginning and the end, but the rest of the numbers is a character solo and everyone else is singing backups. So I think that's really interesting that it's that instead of having like a few duets in there or any something like that. Like each character has their own specific moment, and everyone's song feels so different, and it's such a great way to like show their characters because each song fits the character so well. Even just musically, the type, like the style of music that they're singing. Like my song is a very 60s, like doo-woppy number. But we have a character that's a rapper from Ukraine and he has an auto-tune rap song. So just a lot of different things like that, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that really helps with their like personal journey. Just getting to see the show and seeing each character process their lives in their own way, and we get to see that process happen through music. And I think, like everyone probably in that audience, they all have their own musical sense of style and favorite bands and favorite musicians, and it's nice to see that through these characters that they themselves have their own style of music, and that helps themselves process through what they've been, what has happened to them and what they've been through. And it just, even with the music being so different, I mean, I think it helps that every other character is also in the song in some way, that it's a constant reminder that they are in this whole journey together. Just like how the cast feels so connected, you can feel that with the characters as well. They're holding on to each other through something so traumatic. And I think that's just, it's a good representation of how we ourselves go through life. We need those connections in life to hold on to. You know, we need to hold on to each other.
Yeah. And going back to kind of the different styles of the songs, I think one area that we, when we were talking about the production side, we didn't really touch on was the costuming. Our costume designer is a graduate student, and his name is Cole, and he's just so excellent at his craft. So he did such a wonderful job at, like we said, they're high school students from a private school, so you're thinking maybe, you know, private school uniform, right? Which you'll have to come to the show to find out what direction it actually went in. But he did a really great job at creating a look that was cohesive, that, again, tied all these characters together and connected them, but also kept them individualized in their own character and personality. And there's a couple of kind of surprise moments where you'll see some other costuming that I don't want to give away that is also just so beautifully crafted and speaks so true to the character. So I just wanted to give a little nod to costuming because it really, all of the production elements and all the design elements and the actors, the performers, and the band who will be playing the music live, all of the elements have really come together to create this just really special show. Yeah.
You got to come see the show so you can see how amazing they look, because there's right. Some costume changes in there that just will most definitely blow your mind at how we did that work, but it's so good.
Yeah, I think we can sit here and talk about it all day long, but you got to see for yourself. Exactly. And you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to go to a theater and sit for 3 hours and watch a show, and it's like, well, you're in luck on this one, because like mm-hmm. Zoe said, it's 90 minutes, no intermission. Mm-hmm. You're in and out. It's a good date night, or yeah, a good yeah. you know, go see something by yourself night. Yes. Or you know,
there
that
are,
kind of thing.
There
bring
are episodes,
the whole family.
Yeah, there are episodes on TV, on Netflix, that are about an hour and a half. You can come see this show.
Right.
Yes.
Something that I also think, like, again, it's only an hour and a half, very quick show to see. But the other thing that I think will make people want to come see it is whatever you think is going to happen, that's not what's mm-hmm. going to happen. There are so many things in the show that you cannot predict, no matter how hard you try. There's a few specific songs that come to mind, but again, I don't want to spoil anything. But it just, it makes this show so unique and so fun to be in and to watch. This show has made me do things that I have never thought I was going to do on stage.
Like what, Zoe?
I don't want to spoil that, but there's a certain song called Space Age Bachelor Man that might have that in there. But it's just... it's so unique and so fun, and yeah, there's something for everybody for sure. Mm-hmm. And if you want a good laugh, come see it. If you want a good cry, also come see it.
Yes.
and how it's, and it's crazy to me how fast the mood can change in just an hour and a half, because you go from these upbeat, like, crazy songs into the second half, which starts to, you know, slow down and become a little heavier. So there really is something for everybody.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, thank y'all so much for coming through. This has been another incredible University of Memphis spotlight. And I think we I don't know if you know this is customary, but we've got to take some pictures before y'all leave. So we make sure that we make this special. Yes. All right, awesome. Absolutely. Well, tell them one more time where they can check out more about the show and get tickets if they feel.
Yes, so the run dates are this Thursday, the 21st through Sunday. We have 7:30 shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then we also have 2 o'clock matinees on Saturday and Sunday. For more information and for tickets, you'll go to memphis.edu/theater.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, y'all.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
of the world in front of him. Yet he's looking at me, looking at me. Wanna show him my heart is his home. It is his home, whether we together are alone. Show him he ain't been loved till now, been loved till now, and he showed me how. His eyes.